你挑着担，我牵着马。今天我和 Jason 就要跟大家说说全世界 gamers， 不仅是游戏玩家了，现在好像基本上人人都在聊，人人都在觉得哇，太厉害的一个中国游戏。
That's right. Of course, we're talking about Black Myth Wukong.
黑神话悟空啊，那当然对于我们中国人来说，西游记孙悟空是我们从小可能最早接触的中国古典四大名著之一啊。现在看到全世界的人民都发现这是多么了不起的一个作品，而且特别这一次深圳 based game company， they really made this不仅是商业上很成功，赚很多钱，而且玩家的口碑特别好的一个游戏。
Yeah, this game has exploded across the globe, right? Everybody's playing it. It's breaking records, getting awesome reviews.
Exactly. So, hey, are you game for it? Are you game for today's show, Jason?
That's right. I am. I'm very game.
对，那英语里面如果你说 you're game for something, 意思就是你非常想做这件事情。You can't wait.
That's right. You're ready to do it. You're willing to do it. You're excited.
好，那我们今天呢会跟大家聊很多跟黑神话悟空相关的英语。其实 Jason 还好今天节目有你，因为就这种游戏我玩过的就是马里奥，真的就是我十岁的时候，好像那个时候我爸爸妈妈就给我买一个掌中宝， You know the Game Boy、
That's a classic console though。
自从那个以后30年了吧，我就没有玩过这种游戏。But I know you are quite game for gaming. And actually, 是 Jason 建议我说，哦，最近有一个游戏特别好，我们要说。结果到社交媒体，国内社交媒体一看才发现，哦 yeah, Black Myth, 悟空 right?
That's right. Yeah, this game is kind of breaking out of just the games world, right? Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah. So, 你刚刚用了很多的说法来形容一件事情，一个东西非常的火爆，非常的受欢迎。你用了比如爆炸那个词，是吧？
Yeah, that's right. You can say a game or a movie exploded, meaning like it went from not being released to coming out and boom, it explodes all over the world or all over the market.
对，然后你跟我说，其实你4年前就看了它的预告 trailer。
Yeah, there was a trailer for the game, a demo that showed off the graphics, and everybody saw it and thought, wow, this game looks beautiful, incredible, stunning, but, you know, who knows, is it really going to turn out that well? But there's been 4 years of everybody waiting for this game to come out.
Oh, 所以他4年前那个预告片就 built a lot of excitement, 但当时也有一些玩家就很紧张说会不会只是 trailer, 预告片特别好。But hey, the actual game is even better.
Yeah, often they'll make these trailers, right? And it's not really in-game footage. It's just kind of like a movie showing off the game. But this game turned out they were showing the actual game, because now that it's released, it looks just as good as that trailer.
对 so it not only live up to its expectations, to live up to expectation, 就是你达到了那个预期，它还超过了呢。
Yeah, exceeded expectations.
对对对，然后它现在是一个全球的一个大的 global hit。
Yeah, this kind of game we can call a triple A title, which basically just means it has a huge budget, almost like a movie.
所以它这个 3A 就是说这种投资非常大的，然后场面非常大，就最 top tier 的游戏是吧？
Yeah, unlike an indie game or a low budget game, which might also be really cool, but a triple A title is going to be something with a huge budget and lots of expectation.
因为我有看外网就写说 this is the first, like real first world class triple A game from a Chinese company.
Yeah, I think so. And they did an excellent job.
但你跟我说就是很小的团队，然后你说 budget 才花了，不能说才吧，就是什么4000万美金，他们现在已经赚了2亿多美金了，是吧？然后 by comparison, 你说一些美国的游戏公司，它 AAA 的 game 都花几亿美金的预算。
Yeah, for comparison, this other game called Cyberpunk had...$435 million in its budget. So more than 10 times the amount of money put into it.
好，而且我觉得最重要就是这个 This game has brought so much joy and pride to us Chinese people, 不管有没有玩游戏。
Yeah, that's right. It's sharing this awesome story, right, with the rest of the world, this very Chinese story.
对对，就是是给我们带来很多文化自信啊。
Yeah, lots of cultural confidence, right?
对对，因为我们这样的一个古老的 but you know really true and tested 经过几百年时间考验的我们的这个引以为傲的 cultural heritage 现在全世界的人都可以来分享包括 and it's been done in such a contemporary form right in the form of a PlayStation game 它后面也会出其他版本是吧
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to release other versions of this game because it is extremely popular.
对所以就不仅 I think it's not only, you know, the pride and confidence in our traditional heritage, cultural heritage, but also the confidence in what, you know, contemporary Chinese companies and like world-class Chinese talents can do. 我们做游戏我们做软件我们做各种各样的产品是可以做到全世界最最好。
Yeah, absolutely. I think at least in the gaming world for sure, now Chinese gaming developers have earned a ton of respect from their market.
没错。好，那我还是想回到 source material, 就是取材的西游记。Jason, 对于一个普通的美国人来讲，他知道有西游记，他知道有孙悟空吗？
I would say your average American, no, they probably do not know about the Monkey King. However, people interested in Chinese culture or even gamers, because this fantasy setting has been used before, they're probably familiar with it.
好，那我们来讲讲跟西游记相关的英语啊。So this classic novel, 它的英语翻译是
We'll just directly translate this as Journey to the West.
嗯，对，其实它有不同版本的翻译，就好像《红楼梦》也有不同版本的翻译，但是会有一个公认的翻的比较好的。I'm so sorry, I didn't do my research. 下次补充给大家啊。好，那在《西游记》里面，整个的故事是讲去西天取经。这个西天，我们刚刚讲就是 the West, right? 那取经这个经，英文怎么说啊？
Yeah, we can use a little more formal way of saying it, obtain the sacred sutra.
对就比较 elegant, obtain, 取得。然后这个 sacred, it means holy, right? 就是神圣的。然后 sutra 就是说的经是吧经文。
Yeah, the word sutra refers specifically to Buddhist scriptures, though. We wouldn't use that to describe like a Christian or a Western religious scripture.
对对对 ,scripture 是比较通用的不管什么宗教比如说我是基督徒嘛然后我们的圣经 ,the Bible, it's the Christian scriptures, right?
Exactly, yeah.
好那当然故事围绕着四位主角其中最抢戏的 and there's an entire game dedicated to him is of course, 悟空。英语里面你们就叫他猴子王是吧猴王。
对 I've only ever seen him referred to as the Monkey King in English until this game came out. So now I think people are going to learn, you know, his name is Wukong.
Right, right. And all of their names has Buddhist meaning and connotations, right? 那讲到美猴王哈前面要用the Monkey King, 不是 Monkey King.
Yeah, not just a Monkey King, right? This is the Monkey King.
Right, the best.The one, right?
The one and only.
Yeah, yeah. 然后呢他有一个很厉害的就是他会72变 I think more than 72 transformations. 然后他还有一个很厉害的金箍棒他平时藏在耳朵里面的。
Yes, his magical golden staff.
啊这个金箍棒叫什么 ?Golden staff, 金色的员工啊 ,STAFF.
same spelling, same pronunciation, but different kind of staff.
对，因为 staff 这个词呢，还有一个意思就是一根杖，也不能说拐杖 ，but you know, like 这个棒子 ，right?
Yeah, a long stick used for fighting, right?
对对，然后 in this game, they've kept this very important element, so he still has the golden staff, and this is all powerful tool.
Very cool.
好那孙悟空要护送唐三藏这个英语叫什么
I think we just call him 唐三藏 We just take the pinyin and pronounce his name like that.
哦，我还以为是什么 monk tongue, like master tongue, or just like 三藏。
That's a good question. It probably depends on the translation. They might have, you know, chosen other ways to say it, but I think Tang San Zhang is pretty common too.
Yeah. 诶，那都很好奇，猪八戒你们怎么翻译？怎么 pig ate taboos 吗？
That'd be pretty cool. No, usually it's just pigsy, which is a lot less interesting.
Oh, so 不是音译，而是翻成了英语，但是不是 pig, 而是 pigsy。
Yeah, it kind of gives it this cute, kind of whimsical, fun feeling.
Right, 因为它就是的。
The comic relief.
没错没错，给人带来欢笑的啊。好，那最后一位沙和尚沙无尽。
This one we often see as Sandy, which is another funny kind of cute version of the name.
但这个感觉蛮好的，因为沙嘛 like sand, right?
Yep.
And also sand 和沙听起来也有点像。
That's right, exactly.
好，从原著我们再说到游戏。So Jason, you are quite up on all the, you know, tweets and on Reddit, what people or gamers are saying and they're loving about this game. 你觉得最主要的一些海外玩家那么喜欢这个游戏的原因是什么？
I think it's a combination of two things, right? It's the incredibly beautiful, stunning graphics,which are just mind-blowing, very realistic visuals, and just a beautiful setting in this cool, rich fantasy setting.
Oh, 你说的那个 graphics 和 visuals, 就是说视觉上是吧？是非常让人震撼的。
Yeah, for example, in that trailer, everyone's mind was blown by how realistic the snow looked, of all things.
And for me, 我看了这个预告片，我就觉得你就身临其境。It really takes you to that world. 然后英语经常会说啊，像悟空或者很多的 game, 甚至 Game of Thrones, 是吧？人家喜欢看就是因为它的整个给你塑造出来一个世界是很真实的。Like this world building.
Yeah, world building, where you really feel like you're a part of this world. There's a lot of little details spread throughout the game or the show that make it feel very realistic.
对，就是那种很带入式，很沉浸式的。
Yeah, we could say it's immersive, right? You feel like you're immersed in that world.
对对，就是沉浸式的感觉啊。好，那 that's number one, which is very important for a successful game, and also goes to show you just the capability and talent of Chinese game developers.
Yeah, that's right.
好，so that's number one. What's the other key reason?
The other biggest reason is probably the engaging combat system. So how you control the character and fight as the Monkey King just feels so cool and satisfying to the players.
Okay, 就是它里面那个打斗的一些它的设计是吧？
对 like how can I beat this boss, right? So you have some really difficult, crazy looking dragon boss or something like this, and you have to fight them and you have to come up with a strategy and jump around the screen and use your staff and that combat system. Everybody seems to really like it.
Okay, so 打斗当然 it's a fight, right? But a better, more elegant word 就是 combat.
Yeah, a fight, you think of just one person or one character fighting another one, whereas combat, you're referring to the system of fighting the bad guys in the game.
对对，战斗啊，然后他的这个 combat 特别流畅 also very original moves, right?
Yeah, lots of like kung fu inspired, he's flying around the screen, doing all kinds of unique movements.
Yeah, yeah, and it's so fluid, 就是流畅 it's not clunky, it's not...那么很粗糙的打 it's art, right? Because Chinese martial arts is a form of art.
Exactly. And in a game like this, you feel like you're doing it yourself, right? It's designed so well that as you're controlling this character, you're like, oh, I'm using martial arts, right?
对对。那你看到很多 gamers 对于悟空对于 Black Myth, how do they feel about the story itself? 因为这是一个很东方的故事嘛，很中国的故事。
Yeah, I think people really like it. And I think one of the biggest reasons is that we've all seen the typical Western fantasy game with knights and swords and kings and queens and all that stuff so many times. So it's really refreshing, right? To have this brand new fantasy setting.
所以我们有句话说越民族的就是越世界的嘛 like the more specific, the more specific to culture, to an ethnic group, the more universal actually. 因为 I think a lot of it goes down to it's about fundamental human emotions, human frustrations, and human dreams. 就可能那个其实是非常 common 的 across humanity.
Yeah, and think about how long this story has been so popular in China, right? So it's no surprise that it applies those same reasons it's popular in China, that it applies to everybody else, right? It just hasn't gotten enough exposure, maybe, or a cool game like this yet.
是是 Hey, who doesn't want to root for an underdog?
Yeah.
就是我觉得全世界的不同的文化不同的民族都是觉得一个啊就是我们说草根的吧啊是个猴子对吧半人半猴的然后他经历各种各样的 setbacks, challenges, 而且还经常被 misunderstood, 但是他就是 you know, he has a good heart, and then he has all these original beautiful moves and tactics, 然后最后他能够去战胜看似很强大的敌人 or as you call them, boss, 是吧
Yeah, this is a Koyu expression that has become the way to refer to like the last character, the big bad guy you have to fight at the end of a section or the whole game. We call that the boss. By the way, I want to mention, I think what you just described, I think about the Monkey King story and the Journey to the West is a great metaphor for that game developer, right? They're the underdog. Nobody expected them to do such an incredible job with this game.
对，你刚刚说的那个 underdog 啊。在英语里面它形容的就是不被看好的对吧中文我们说黑马但是英文你们不太说 black horse, right? It's the underdog.
Yeah, an underdog is usually in a competition or of course something like this, a market for something where you don't expect them to do well. Everyone thinks, yeah, they're not going to do so great. And then they do really well, right? Of course, that's what we want to see.
没错因为它可能是很新的没有什么人知道的很不起眼的 right?
Yeah, or maybe they have some sort of quality that makes it harder for them to succeed, so they're the underdog.
Yeah. 我就前两天看到一个游戏玩家国外网友的评论说 This game blows my mind, and it's the most magical, awesome. 就用了好多好多 sublime, 最好的。然后他最后加一句 I'm not even exaggerating. 他说你们肯定看过很多夸张的游戏 review. 他说但是我说的全是实话 I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, just one look at the reviews, especially from the players themselves too, and you can see it's clear that people love this game. It's blowing people's minds, right?
对对，然后其实真的对于我们很多中国人来说，就前面讲到的，让全世界看到我们当代的中国 talents, 非常有才华、有能力的这些 game developers, how they honor the source material.他们很懂古典原著 They're able to bring the modern sensibility, right? Making it into such a compelling, successful global game.
Yeah, exactly. It's this combination of this awesome traditional fantasy story with super modern storytelling techniques and technology that I think makes it so special.
对对然后我想不仅是我们所有的中国人像 Jason 热爱中国文化热爱中国语言的很多外国的朋友你们也觉得很骄傲很自豪对不对
对 and I'm super excited to play it. I'm definitely going to play it in Chinese too when I do.
OK, 因为你没有 PlayStation 是吧所以你还没玩。
That's right. I'm on an Xbox, and the Xbox isn't as powerful, so the developer said we have to wait for the Xbox version, but it will come.
Yeah, 万众期待啊。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道大家，你有没有玩《黑神话：悟空》？然后你觉得这个游戏最吸引你，然后让你觉得最耳目一新、最自豪的元素有哪些？都欢迎大家在留言里面跟我们分享。
Yeah, let us know what's your favorite thing about this story and what you think about this game. We'd love to hear it.
好，那今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
好，下次见。